Morning online, for those of you who are with us. I don't know about this leading life group stuff, you know. I'm barely trying to hang on. Nelson, for the last 27 years, has tried to keep me incarcerated from being incarcerated. So, at least half of us knows what they're going to be doing. So you might be in safe hands 50% of the time. I know I have the gift of the gab, so people think this comes easy to me, but it doesn't. Like, every time Steve asks me, I'm like, gosh, I've been a nightmare to live with Nelson this week. But what I just love is that when God gives you a word, as much as you doubt for people like us who want to have things in control, he confirms that it's not about me, but really it's all about him. Last week, we talked about the courage to flourish. And we prayed for each other, just a sense of God all over the place. And I said, well, you know, where do you go from there? And then this morning, God comes in and Casper comes up. And I said, well, his priest might preach. We might as well just pack up and go home. Because the word that God gave me for us this week was the verb to persevere. So now we've prayed for courage. Now we've prayed for that impartation of courage to flourish. Now what? What do we do? And God said, Leah, let's touch on the word persevere. You see, if you're like me, you're thinking, oh gosh, you know, another thing to do. What does it even mean to persevere in the context of the stuff that I'm going through? What does it even mean? I don't even understand what this means. So perseverance, according to the University of Google, is the continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. The continued effort to do or to achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. So I'm not here to minimize the challenges that we're going through, whether it's job opportunities, business, relationships, all that stuff that we go through that's just part of life. But I'm just here to just be a light bearer, to say God is commanding us to persevere. You see, perseverance for us as Christians is not an option, it's a command. And you say, Leah, where do you say, why do you say that? Well, in Revelation 3, 10 to 11, Jesus talks to the church in Philadelphia. And he says, because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come along upon you, the whole world to test those that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere. So whatever we're going through this morning, perseverance is not an option, it's a command. God commands us to hold on. Hold on, whatever it is we're going through. Why? Because he has got the final say. James says this in James 1. He said, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, I just need to pause. Like, it's really hard to consider it joy when you're going through trials. But he's telling us that we should. Why? Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So what it is, it's imperative that when we're faced with obstacles, that we don't give up, because God wants his children to become mature. God wants his children to become complete, not lacking in anything. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, not lacking in anything, becoming the you that God wants you to be. So whether we like it or not, like I said, tests and trials will come. You know, challenges in life. There will be difficulties in life. James tells us this. Jesus himself tells us this. We wish there wasn't, you know, as we want life to be an enterprise of happiness. But that's not the case. It's got its ups, its downs. It's got a valley experience. It's got mountain experience. It's got darkness. It's got light. It's got sorrow. It's got joy. But in all things, God commands us to persevere. In other words, hold on. What word did I give you for that situation that you're believing me for? You hold on with that word, and then you do what? You trust God. You trust the God of the process. When we keep God's command to persevere, perseverance will enable us to advance through trials. James has just said that. The Bible is clear that when we persevere, we can advance. We can go through every trial, holding on to the word that God's, whatever comes our way, holding on to the word that God gave us. So whatever form that trial takes you, you need to be able to advance. You need to be able to make progress, not out of your own strength, but out of the strength that God's given you. So today's talk, my title is Don't Stop at the Door. Don't Stop at the Door. There's a famous American swimmer called Florence Chadwick who was known for long distance swimming, open water swimming. She was the first woman to swim the English Channel, I think, both directions. She set records many times. She swam the Catalina Channel, she swam the Straits of Gibraltar, and many more. In 1952, however, she decided to swim from the Catalina Islands all the way to the coastline of California, 26 miles. She began to swim. She's surrounded by boats protecting her from sharks, and she begins to swim. Great swimmer, struck many, many records. But on this day, 15 hours of swimming, she hits a thick fog. So she's swimming. She can't see where she's going. She's turning around, and she keeps going. She can't see where she's going. She doesn't know whether she's going forward, backwards, or whatever, but she proceeds to swim. So after a while, she just thinks to herself, I'm so tired. I don't think I can do this. And she tells the guys in the boats, get me up, I'm tired. I don't know whether I'm going backwards or forward. I think I give up. I don't think I can do this. So as they pick her up, they put her in the boat. Suddenly, the fog begins to lift. And she could see, when the fog lifted, the California coastline, a mile away. She had traveled 15 hours to give up a few minutes to a finishing line. This is so much like us in life. Because sometimes God says he gives us enough light for our feet. He says, I'm a lamp unto your feet. And we just want him to give us a beam light for the whole journey. But then that's not how he works. He wants us to trust him step by step. So when we are seeking to achieve something in life, there will be counter influences and there will be discouragement. But you will need to continue. You need to persevere in spite of the situation because you've got a word that God gave you that you can do all things. All things, not some things, but all things. And at the end of the day, victory belongs to us, not because we can do it, but because we've got a God that propels us. Another thing I've noticed, though, is sometimes when we're going through challenges as Christians, we have this tendency of religiosity where we'll say to ourselves, this thing is not happening. I'm not broke in Jesus' name. I'm not sick in Jesus' name. But this is not what perseverance of faith is, because what that means is ignoring the situation is not a measure of true faith. Looking at the situation, its entirety, is looking at the fact. But what we have is something greater than the fact, which is truth that trumps the fact. So denying the existence of a challenge is not a measure of great faith. You've got to acknowledge it. But what we need to do is deny the influence that thing has in our life. It's advancing in spite of the challenge and knowing that there's a word that God's given me in spite of what I see today, fact over truth. Another angle to take hold of is that perseverance is not endurance. Both words great, but they're different. You see, endurance is holding on for dear life, whilst perseverance has got the momentum behind it. It's much more. It's not just holding on. It's advancing in spite of the situation that we find. So don't stop at the door is a beautiful picture of an encouragement that I found in the Bible that talks about perseverance. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to 20 is an example of perseverance. And it says this, one day Jesus was teaching and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. Genius. You see, these guys had hoped something better for their friend. They wanted a different situation, a different outcome from the challenge that they had before them. Four great friends with one paralyzed guy. They had heard about Jesus and they'd heard the testimonies that Jesus could heal the sick. So they thought to themselves, what do we need to do? They were filled with hope for their friend that they would find healing. If only they could lay this guy before Jesus. That was their target, that was their object, that was their desire. They set off because they know Jesus is in town, and then they're like full of hope. We're going to carry this friend to Jesus. They start off full of hope. You know, like just like us, we start off in life, hope for our marriages, our businesses, relationships, hopes, families, all that stuff. We start with a positive expectation. The Bible says in the scripture, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Then and even now. They get to the house, friend on stretcher. It's easy to speed read through this, right? Four guys carrying a grown man on a stretcher. No mean feat. They carry this guy towards the house. We don't know how far they carried him, but even a few feet, just think about that. It must have been so hard for them to carry this guy, but their hope and their expectation of what Jesus could do in that situation propelled them. They set off in hope and they arrive at the house and they come against reality. His house is crowded and they couldn't find a way to Jesus. They can hear Jesus in the house, but he's surrounded by voices. What do they do? What do we do when we start off with hope in our lives for the things that we're believing for that haven't changed for a while, but we now face reality? When we have faith that Jesus can, but still the situation looks dire and difficult for us, and we seem to think or feel that we cannot move anyway. You see, it's about the character to not surrendering to the circumstances that we see. Remember what I said, it's not about denying the issue, but denying the influence that that issue will have in its space because of what Jesus has said about that particular challenge. I'm yet to meet people who will start off on a journey without hope, you know, whether you've got a faith or not. I'm yet to meet somebody because we all start off with anticipation. That's our starting block. In everything that we do, we have hope, dreams, you know, with visions of where God can take us. Many of us have got life experiences where we can say, I have a hope, Leah, but I can't see a way. What do we do when we can't find access to our breakthrough? They couldn't find access. They couldn't gain access. The reason is simple. There was a crowd. A crowd had gathered outside the house, blocking the access to Jesus. Side note, you know, when these guys started off, they must have thought, what a great idea. Let's just pick our friends up, you know, struggle along, take him before Jesus, and he will be healed. But as they were setting off, what they didn't realize is that other people, too, had that same idea. Other people, too, had heard about the healing power that Jesus could do. So sometimes we think we're the only ones with that dream. We were the only ones with that plan. We're the only ones with that, you know, business proposition, you know. But only ones that are looking for health. But Jesus says to us that don't let that crowd stop you. Competition will be a factor, but it is not what we see, but who we know that will propel us. It is the capacity to bear up under different circumstances. That's what Jesus is calling perseverance. The good news is this, that this problem wasn't a Jesus problem. This problem wasn't a divine problem. It was a human problem. Scripture says the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick, in spite of the noise that the crowd, in spite of the presence or the noise that the crowd presented. It's not God stopping us from accessing our future. It's a human condition. Whether it's outside ourselves, people, it's a human condition. God is always there, and his power is still available for us to heal. This is so much like when we attempt to progress in life. We come across obstacles. We come across crowds. Don't let that human condition be the thing that stops us from believing that God can change our situation. So what do these guys do with their friend? They don't give up or turn back when they hear the crowd. They carry their mate on their stretcher. They resolve to press on and climb to the rooftop. Can I suggest, though, that when it seems like the door is shut, that we may try the window, metaphorically, not having like church people climbing in through windows. Let's try the window. And if the window is crowded, then maybe we try the roof by any legitimate means necessary. Why? Because the Lord said so. They looked up and they saw above their heads people. They saw a miracle. They saw an access to Jesus. Going up on the roof, pulling the tiles apart, lowering their friend without dropping him. I did think, well, did they drop them? And they just, no. Dropping him must have been really hard. So it's the same thing for us. Sometimes the things we have to do to propel us into the us that God wants us to do feel so hard. But God wants us to persevere because it will make us mature, not lacking in anything. Our stand in life, in our journey to flourish, we will need to accept that there will be challenges. We just have to accept it. But we'll need to resolve within ourselves that we've got a God that's bigger than the fact that we see. Because truth always trumps fact. We have to push on and not be paralyzed by fear or discouragement, apportioning blame for our lack of progress. We have the ability within us. The King of Kings resides us. Therefore, we have the ability to press on. These guys press on, and finally, they present their friends before Jesus, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Have we ever considered options, different options in the stuff that we're going through? God is saying, maybe it's time to look at different options. Ask me, not me, but ask God, what doors do I need to open? What roofs do I need to climb? What tiles do I need to rip open? Perseverance is not just about absorbing the pressure. It's about propelling through that pressure. You don't get to the roof with a friend on a stretcher without exploring other options. It's not the first choice you would make. These guys, I'm sure, went round the house, must have tried to find ways, exploring doors and windows. So I don't know who's trying to crowd you out of your healing. I don't know who's trying to crowd you out of that relationship issue. I don't know who's trying to crowd you out of that family issue. But don't let the presence or the sound of the crowd discourage you. The power of God is still present today to heal any situation that we see. What is it that we've been expecting 5 years ago, anticipating God is going to change? Casper, the power of God is still present to heal and find options and doors to open for that job opportunity. So maybe this morning you've come to me and you've said, Leah, I can't give anymore. And it's not my expectation that this drive comes from you, from yourself. It's not empty perseverance. It's propelled by the whole of heaven and its hosts, because they are behind you. We can't do anything apart from Jesus. And Jesus is saying, I've got you. I know what you're going through, but you need to do your part. And your part is not giving up. The way to the roof is not easy. Imagine what it took. Imagine what it will take. I can't even imagine what it will take you to get to the roof of whatever challenge you are feeling. But I just want to say to you that many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close to success they were when they gave up. A mile away from the California coastline. Noah, he was mocked. He didn't give up. Abraham, Joseph, Sarah was told it was impossible. It was a human problem, not a divine one. Hannah, she waited patiently for her child. Elijah, he persevered in prayer. Throughout the Bible, there's examples. So I'm not saying stuff that's not in the Word. They're examples. Examples of people who persevered through life. Will we press on another day? Will we press on another week, another month, another year, and say on this matter, I will continue to put my effort because I know what God said on this issue. So I want us to just play. I'm looking at Jean because it couldn't play early on. No. Right, okay, so we'll just pray. So I wanted us to just listen to a song, but it's a song by Red Rocks. They're Christian, I know it doesn't sound like it. But they sing a song called We Believe in Miracles. It says, we believe in the name above the battle. We believe in the undefeated Savior. Why? Because he stands with us. We believe that he stands with the fighter when he's weary. We believe that we believe because we have an undefeated name. And then they talk about breathing life into miracles. And I wanted us to just have that posture where we believe that God, whatever situation that we're going through, God can turn it around. That in spite of what I'm saying, when it feels exhausting and it feels like we have to do another thing, perseverance for us is a posture. It's a mindset that hangs on to something that's greater than us. And that's the word of Jesus. So I wonder if I could pray for some people today who are at the cusp of the end of themselves. And that's not a measure of people who've got lack of faith. It's just what life brings. And if we just come up and just do a little, I don't know what we do. And Steve, I'm happy for you to just come up. I just feel like God wants us to pray for people who have really not come to the end of themselves, but actually the end of themselves is the best place to be, because that's the beginning of God to take over. You know, I want to pray for a few people who've looked and felt like life has kind of feel stuffed, and they feel crushed, and they feel like they're in the corner, and they still believe. That's not a lack of faith, but that's just what life brings. And I just want to pray for that. You know, I want to pray for people. I don't know whether you want to talk to me afterwards or you want to come to the front. That's fine. But I just wanted to just take a few minutes, Steve, if we can. Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. You're the name above every battle in this place. Come on, Jesus. You're the strength for those who feel weary this morning, in here and online. God, we know that even as we stand, you're our fighter. You're the God behind us. Come on, Jesus. Father God, I pray that you change perspectives for people in this place, Lord. The situation might not change, but the perspective changes. Lord, I pray that we look to the hills. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Therefore, we can persevere. Therefore, we persevere. Therefore, we hold on, not paralyzed. We hold on and propel ourselves towards that destiny. Lord, I pray, especially for people who've been believing for a breakthrough, Lord, in any circumstances, you're the God of the breakthrough. But I pray that you may just inject fresh perspective, Lord, in people. Yes, we can go again. Not because we can, but because we know a God who can. Lord, this morning as we build on courage, Lord, and take hold of perseverance, Lord, we thank you that you're in control. We thank you that even that situation that may look bleak or dire, we thank you that you're in it. We thank you, Lord, that by your blood, every situation has to bow under the name of Jesus. And victory becomes the last thing that we say over that situation. Lord, would you speak to your people again? Would you restore marriages, Lord? Just because we don't see it yet doesn't mean it's not done. Lord, I thank you that for every miracle, that miracle is already done in the spirit. And therefore we wait in anticipation for that manifestation of that breakthrough. It's not the absence of the breakthrough, Lord, but it's the waiting for the manifestation of the breakthrough, because the breakthrough is assured. In Jesus' name, amen.